Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Meant to Be by Terry Osborne, performed by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. Why did this godforsaken island have to be in the middle of the damn water? Even as the thought echoed inside her brain, Beth Chandler recognized the irrationality. But locked as she was in the grip of overpowering fear, rationality was not an option. Letting go of the steering wheel was also not an option. She swore she was sending the let-go signal to her hands, but her knuckles remained white, strangling the helpless circle of whatever hard plastic steering wheels were made of. Maybe it was the kind of plastic that would float. When she and her car plunged to a watery grave, she could use the steering wheel as a flotation device. She'd thrown her car door open before coming to a full stop on the ferry, just in case. The idea of drowning in the car was more horrific than that of drowning outside the car. By some stroke of luck, she'd ended up in the farthest inside row, a railing and some kind of cabin to her left. If the worst had happened and she'd been forced to park near the edge, this was not the time to ponder that scenario. The brief moment she'd looked out into the distance revealed nothing but water as far as she could see, a fact that only intensified the panic. "I am not going to die. I knew this was coming. I can do this." The affirmations she'd gotten from the How to Defeat Your Fears book were supposed to get her through this. She'd checked the book out of the library as soon as her fiancé, Lucas, mentioned meeting his parents would require riding a ferry to a tiny, remote island. Technically, the first thing she'd done was panic and throw up. Twice. But then she went straight to the library. Now, bobbing along, surrounded by cars packed in like giant four-wheeled sardines, the book might as well have been about making the perfect soufflé. Didn't these ferries have weight limits? What if they let on one car too many? "There is nothing to be afraid of here. Nothing can hurt me." Beth wondered if maybe she shouldn't have checked out another book, one on how to make your brain stop arguing with your affirmations. Because the rebuttal from her brain, floating on a giant barge covered in cars that could sink any minute is something to be afraid of, was anything but relaxing. "We are not going to die. We are not going."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?